ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्री कृष्ण
कृष्ण
सखा वृष्णि वृषभावनि दृग् राजन्य वंश दहनानव अपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुर अर्तिहर अवतार योगेश्वर अखिल गुरो भगवान् नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णृष भावनि दृग्
श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णृष
राजन्य वंश दहनानपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरातिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णृष भावनि दृग् राजन्य वंश दहनानपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरातिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सख वृष्णृष भावनि दृग् राजन्य वंश दहनानपवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरातिहरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवन् नमस्ते। Shri Krishna,
Shri Krishna,
oh Shri Krishna,
oh Shri Krishna,
Krishna Sakha,
Krishna Sakha,
oh friend of Arjuna,
oh friend of Arjuna,
Vrishni,
Vrishni,
descendants of Vrishni,
Rishabha,
the chief, Avani,
Avani,
earth,
earth,
Druk,
Druk,
rebellious,
rebellious,
Rajanyavamsa,
Rajanyavamsa,
dynasties of the kings,
dynasties of the kings,
Dahana,
Dahana,
annihilator,
annihilator,
Anupavarga,
Anupavarga,
without deterioration of,
without deterioration.
Virya,
Virya,
prowess,
prowess.
Govinda,
Govinda,
the proprietor of Goloka Dhamma,
the proprietor of Goloka Dhamma.
Go,
Go,
cow,
Dvija,
Dvija, the brahmanas,
brahmanas.
Sura,
Sura,
the demigods,
demigods.
Artihara,
Artihara,
reliever of distress,
reliever of distress.
Avatara,
Avatara,
one who descends,
one who descends.
Yogeshwara,
Yogeshwara,
master of all mystic powers,
master of all mystic powers.
Akila,
Akila,
universal,
universal.
Guru, O preceptor, Bhagavan, the possessor of all opulences,
of all opulences.
Namaste,
Namaste,
respectful obeisances unto you. Translation. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Rishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
So, Lord Krishna is addressed here as Krishna Sakha. Although Arjuna is Kunti's son, subordinate, but she knows that Krishna is more intimately related with Arjuna than herself. She knows that. Another, Krishna Sakha means Krishna. Krishna is the name of Draupadi. So, Krishna saved Draupadi from insult. She was attempted to be naked by Duryodhana and Karna, but Krishna saved her. So, in that sense also Krishna, Krishna Sakha. Vrishni Rishabha. Rishabha, the chief, the best man, he is called Rishabha. So, in the Vrishni dynasty, Krishna is the chief. Because Krishna appeared in the Vrishni dynasty, therefore the dynasty became famous. That is already discussed previously. Malayaja Chantana, Chandan, just the sandalwood. Because sandalwood is produced in the Malaya, Malaysia, now the name, that it is called Malayaja Chandan. Or sometimes it is produced in the Malaya hill, there is hill, another. So, Rishabha Abanidhruk Rajanya. Abanidhruk. Dhruk means rebellious. Actually, a king should be representative of God. Representative. The king's honor. In every country, king is honored very gorgeously. Why? He is also human being, and the citizens are also human being. Why the king is so honored? Just like spiritual master. Spiritual master is honored. Not only really honored, in the Shastra it is said, Navamannita karhichi, acharya mang bijanya, Navamannita karhichi. The spiritual master should not be taken as ordinary human being. And the king also, practically we see that we do not treat a king or a president like ordinary human being. What is the reason? What is the reason? The reason is that the king, king's another name is Naradeva, a god in human form, Naradeva. So king is honored because a king is supposed to be representative of God. Therefore, he's honored. His business is, Krishna Krishna is maintainer. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kaman. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. God means the supreme living being. Nitya nityanam. We are also living beings. We all living beings in different forms, 8,400,000 forms. We are all living beings. And Krishna is also a living being. Krishna is not impersonal. God is not impersonal. Just like we are persons, you are person, every one of us sitting here, we have got person, personality. We have got individuality. So the impersonalities, they cannot adjust that we are individual person and how the Supreme, the original cause of everything, he also can be person. Because we have our experience that my knowledge and any individual person's knowledge, opulence, they're limited. But how the unlimited can be person? Because we are limited and God is unlimited, therefore these Mayavadis with poor fund of knowledge that because we being persons, we are limited, therefore God being unlimited, he must be impersonal. He must be. They compare the material things, just the sky, we think it unlimited. The sky is impersonal. So their philosophy is, because God is unlimited, therefore he must be impersonal. But that is not the Vedic instruction. Vedic instruction is, he is also a person. God is also a person. Just like we see Krishna. Krishna is person. We are also person. The difference is this person is worshipped and we are worshipper. That is the difference. Otherwise, he is person, we are person. But the one person, just like king, king is also person. And the citizens are also person. The president is also person, and the citizens are also person. But what is the difference? The difference is the president or the king or the spiritual master, such persons, exalted persons, are worshipped. That is the difference. Now, why one person should be worshipped by so many persons? Because the one person provides so many persons. Eka jo bahunam vidadhati kaman. God is also person. He is one. We are many. God is worshipped because he provides everyone. He gives food, maintenance, all the necessities of life. God is supplied. Therefore he should be worshipped. We require water. God has given the oceans of water, stocked. Utilize it. How nicely arranged. Clear water mixed with salt so that it will not decompose. Such arrangement. And when you require drinking water, the same water is distilled by God's arrangement. The sunshine evaporates the water. Took it on the high sky and then distributes clear distilled water. So, how God is providing everyone with everything? We require light, we require heat, just like in ordinary life also. In the state, there is heating department, lighting department, plumbing department. Why? These are the amenities we require. So, why don't you see that these arrangements are already there unless these arrangements are subordinate. The first arrangement is God's arrangement. God supply you water by rain, you catch up, and then you supply in the water world. Without rain, you cannot have any water. Therefore, original supplier is God. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kaman. His person. He has got brain. He knows that all of them will require everything, such and such thing. Heat, light, water. Without water, you cannot produce food stuff. Even the animal eaters, without God's arrangement, how you can eat animal? The animal also must be provided with food, with grass. Then you can take it to the slaughterhouse by your expert intelligence. God is supplying food, still you are creating rebellious condition. That's an abhinidhruk. These rascals who are going against the law of God, they're rebellious. So they're rebellious. The king's duty is to see as representative of Krishna, as representative of God, otherwise what right he has got to take so much honor from the citizens? He has no right. And because the kings, formerly every country there were kings, monarchy, they violated, they rebelled against God. They became themselves God. That I have got so much property, kingdom. I am God. I am this Lord of all I survey. So when they usurp the power of God, the all monarchies in the world is now finished. Because they did not act as representative of God. They thought their personal property, the kingdom. No, that is not actually fact. Fact is, everything belongs to God. Isabhasamidam sarvam. So, the representative must be very obedient. Then his position will go on. Anyway, just like so-called spiritual master, they proclaim, I am God. So they have no position. They have no position because they are rebellious. A spiritual master is supposed to spread God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, make everyone Krishna conscious as the most confidential servant of God. Not as God. Just like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Rukta. A spiritual master is honored as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Honored. Sakshad Haritena. Harita means as God. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Rukta. It is stated in all Shastras. It is not bogus that spiritual master is as good as God. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Rukta. It is said, it is stated. Sakshad Haritena Samasta Shastri Rukta. Tato bhav bataeva sadevi. Ruktas tata. Because it is stated in the Shastra, tata, therefore, those who are advanced, ruktas tata bhav bata eva sadvi. Sadvi means those who are actually advanced in spiritual life. They obey the spiritual injunction. Then is spiritual master as good as God? The next line is, Kintu Prabhurja Priya Eva Tasya. Spiritual master is not God. He is, the distinction is, Sevva Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. Sevva means one who is worshipped. And sevak means one who is worshipper. The spiritual master is God and Krishna is God. But Krishna is worshipable God and spiritual master is worshipper God. He is God, but he is worshipper God. That is explained. The Mayavadi, they cannot understand it. Because the spiritual master has to be accepted as God, therefore I have become spiritual master, I have become God. This is rebellious. God gives you a position, and if you want to usurp his power unnecessarily, which you cannot, then you are fool, rascal, you are rebellious. He requires punishment. Punishment. Therefore it is said that avanidhruk rajanna vamsa dahanan. Therefore you descend to kill all these rascals who claim your position rebellious. That is natural. Just like all subordinate kings, there is one emperor and there are subordinate kings. Sometimes the subordinate kings claim, now we shall not give tax. In India it so happened, everywhere it so happens. The subordinate kings, jamindars, landholders, sometimes they think, oh, I shall give tax. Then it is rebellious. So Krishna's one business is to kill these rebellious persons who deny the supremacy of God, who declare himself as God. That's what he said, avanidhruk, on the surface of the globe, those who are rebellious, rajanna vamsa, dahanan. So he kills, he burns them. Apavarga bij, anapavidgas, anapavarga bija. Anapa, apavarga means, it is said anapavarga. What is apavarga? Apavarga. Anapavarga, yes, that's all right. Pavarga and pavarga and apavarga. So anapavarga means again pavarga, not pavarga. Pavarga and anapavarga. Pavarga means the path of tribulation. Pavarga. Those who are Sanskrit scholars, they know the alphabets, ka, kha, ga, gha, hwa, cha, cha, ja, jha, ya, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. So this is the fifth line, pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. So pa means parisram, labor. This word, you have to work very hard to maintain yourself. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarira jatra pite na prasiddheta karmana. Krishna never advised Arjuna that you sit down. I am your friend. I shall do everything. You sit down and smoke ganja. Krishna never said that. Krishna was doing everything, still he was to fight. He was inducing, you must fight. Neither Arjuna said, Krishna, you are so my friend, great friend. Better you do it. I sit down, let me go smoke ganja. No, Arjuna also did not say. This is not Krishna consciousness. The God, you please do everything for me and let me go smoke ganja. This is not God consciousness. God consciousness means you must work for God. That is God consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. So above this world is meant for that purpose, that without working, you cannot live. You cannot maintain your body. Therefore it is called parishram. Pa means parishram, to labor hard. You cannot get your substance. Even if you are a lion, a king, a very powerful, still you have to find out your prey in the jungle. Not that it is said, nahi suptasya singhasya pravishanti mukhe mriga. Suptasya singhasya. Supta means sleeping. Sleeping, a lion, if he thinks that I am the king of the forest, so let me sleep, and in my mouth all the animals will come. No, sir, it is not possible. You must find out your food, although you are a lion. So everyone has to find out with great difficulty. The lion, although so powerful, he has to find out his food, another animal to eat, with great difficulty, not so easily. So, pavarga, pa means labor, and pa means fin, the foam. When you work very hard, from your mouth, a kind of foam comes out. Pa, bo. And in spite of so much hard labor, it is bo. Bo means birth, futile, useless. Bo. And bo means fear, boy. Fear. Although you are working so hard, there is always some fearfulness. Now things will be done like this or not like this. Fearful. That is the nature. Ahara ridra bhaya maithun. Bhaya. This life, this body, material body, means eating, sleeping and fearing. This is one of the symptoms. Although I am eating very nicely, I am thinking whether I am overeating so that I may not feel sick. So bhaya is always there. But you see, eating and looking this way, that way, boy, if some enemy is not coming. So this is bha. Pa, bha, and mo. At last, moron, mrityu, death. This is called pavarga. Pavarga means pa, bha, mo. Pa means hard labor. Pa means so hard that foam comes out of mouth. And bo means still frustrated, and bho means fearfulness, and mo means mrityu. This is the call apavarga. Pavarga, and just the opposite is apavarga. Just the opposite. There is no liver, there is no foam, there is no frustration, there is no fear. And there is no death. That is spiritual world. That is spiritual world. Pavarga means accompanied by all these things. And apavarga means just the opposite. Therefore, Krishna's name is anapavarga bija. He shows you the path. How you become anapavarga? Napavarga, anapavarga. Krishna says, tattadehang punarjanmanaiti. Why this pavarga? Why these five kinds of tribulation? Because you have got this material body. As soon as you accept the material body, it doesn't matter whether President Nixon's body or a common man's body. You have to pass through these pavargas. Pa, bha, mo. Either you are a demigod, or a human being, or an animal, or an insect, or Brahma, whatever you may be. as soon as you have got this material body, you have to go through these tribulations. This is called material existence. And apavarga means just the opposite. And that for that purpose, Krishna comes to give you the path of anapavarga. Anapavarga. He is the path. So you have to accept. Krishna says, very frankly says, surrender unto me. I give you anapavarga. Aham tang sarva papi bhava mokshayami. I shall give you protection. She is the power for this purpose. And Govinda. Govinda means he is the giver of pleasure to the cows and to the senses. Govinda. Govinda go dija sura arti hara avatara. Avatara means incarnation. Govinda. Govinda adi purusam tamang bhajami. He is the adi purush. Aham hi adi devanam. He is the original person even of the demigods. Brahma Vishnu. People may not misunderstand that Brahma Vishnu, Maheshwar, they are original. No. Krishna says, they are not original. Brahma Vishnu Maheshwar. Aham adirhi devana. I am the original person of these demigods also. Therefore, we repeatedly say that we worship that Adipurusham, the original person, Govindam Adipurusham, Tamahang Bhajan. Not secondary, the first original person. So Govinda, so what is the business of Govinda? Na go dija surarti hara avatara. Surar, go. This demonic word is the greatest enemy of cows. Just see how they are maintaining hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouse. Hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouse. Innocent animals giving you milk, the most important foodstuff. Even after death, it is giving you its skin for your shoes, and you are so rascal that you are killing. And you want to be happy in this world, you see. How sinful they are. They have no consideration that this animal, why cow protection is so much advocated? Because it is very, very important. Therefore, there is no such injunction that you don't eat the flesh of a tiger. You can eat. Because those who are meat eaters, they have been recommended to eat the flesh of goats or other lower animals. Sometimes dogs also they eat, or the hogs. You can eat. But never eat the flesh of cows. So, innocent animal, the most important animal, giving service even after death. While living, giving service, so important service, giving you milk, even after death, she is giving service by supplying the skin, the hoof, the horn. You utilize in so many ways. But still, the present human society is so ungrateful and rascal that they are killing cows. So Krishna comes to punish them, these rascals. Therefore it is said that go dija surarti hara. Krishna comes to, therefore we worship Krishna. Namo brahmana devaya go brahmana hitaya. Brahman. So to make a perfect human society, there must be protection of the go-dija, Dija means Brahman. Brahman means one who knows Brahma, God. These two classes must be given first protection. Therefore, Krishna is what said with these words. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. See, the same thing is there. Govindaya Go Dija Artihara Dija Dija and the Brahmana class and the cows, they are too much troubled by this rascal demand. And Krishna comes. Yada yadahi dharma sablani bhavati bharat. Abhuthana dharmas. These are adharmas. So, in this age, Kali Yuga, the people are so sinful, so suffering also. Therefore, Krishna has incarnated in the form of his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's all.